Right, here we go. Children in politics. One good thing, though, you know, it's always fun because you know, a lot of times you do the same songs all the time. So it's nice to do something different. And I don't think I've ever said, let's get her in the stirrups and look into her pussy to see the alien child. Like, I would venture to say that maybe never in the history of humankind has anyone said, let's look into her pussy and see the alien child. So I just love breaking the hymen on a new expression, you know? Thank you. And did you notice there was a vagina sort of tie-in with the hymen and the pussy thing? You know, there's nothing like consistency in a show. Thank you very much. I should have... Thank Ralph. And after the Ann Coulter song, too, wasn't it? Oh, no, it wasn't. Fuck. Yeah, next time for sure. I'm sorry. Did you ever see the Bill Hicks thing where he's just riffing and he takes the mirror? He says, do you girls ever, like, look at your pussy to see what all the fucking fuss is about? Just, like, get a mirror and just... Because it drives everybody crazy. Pussy drives people fucking crazy. So, somebody said, so? That's it. That's the song. Hamill on Trial with his new record, Pussy Drives People Crazy. My first million seller. Finally. Who knew? My son is more than one. He's more than two. He's less than three. He tries to talk to me about this, about that, about his coat, about his hat, about birds, about the weather. And he's putting words together, and he's forming little phrases. He's got little verbal phases, and he's challenging me. You know, he's got his own personality. When I tell him, little boys got to pick up their toys, well, what he then said exploded my head. He said, Dad, let me get this straight. The President of the United States, from everything I heard, is arguably the most powerful position in the world. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather. Listen to him putting those words together. That's pretty advanced noise. All I want him to do is pick up his toys. He said, we're over in Iraq, and there's no sign of turning back. Now, aren't these people dying on both sides, pain and crying? Well, that's a lot for a child of three. But I answer him, yes, honestly. And he said, Dad, am I out of my mind? But the weapons of mass destruction they did not find? I said, no, son, no. WMD was a no-show. And he said, Dad, they proved that Iraq had nothing to do with the 9/11 attack. I said, I can't argue with you, because everything that you say is true. And then from the mouth of the littlest of boys, he said, Dad, I ain't picking up my fucking toys. I said, fine, fuck it, doesn't take a lot of brains to see in this new world, chaos reigns. If you can't make sense no more, take off your diaper, take a shit on the floor. Values. I said, we're getting in a sweat. What do you say we study the alphabet? He said, oh, Dad, we've been over this before. Well, what do you say we go over one time more? He said, Dad, you ain't no fool. Is there some kind of presidential school, some kind of test or exam to show that you're the qualified man? I mean, from everything I hear, let me see if I'm clear. People are voting him in because they want to socialize with him and a beer. Now, that's no qualification for a man to be leading a nation. What if you saw a guy from the bar emerging? Would you say, oh, he'd make a fuck of a surgeon? He's a nice guy, although no education. I'm going to let him do my wife's brain operation. Dad, I'm going to hold off on class. You can stick the alphabet up your ass. Values. So we're down at the playground, run around, safe and sound. The kids are on the slides and the swings, having fun, falling down. They're only three or two, and they fight over toys that little kids do. And I tell my son he's got to share. When he comes up with this, all I can do is stare. He said, I'm an isolationist, Dad. That kid made me really fucking mad. I don't need him or NATO. God chose me, it's fate. Oh, values are tough to teach a child when the president has gone completely wild. I put my kid in his room, and I lock the door. And I tell my wife I can't take it no more. Values.